Hello and welcome to this 8th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand?
Sawadee krap.
And of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place I want to talk about today is Rayong. And Rayong is a city and along the east coast of the Gulf of Thailand, and it's a capital of the Rayong province. And Mekong Kong, we've been there many a time, and it is really fantastic. So, do you know what? Come on. Let's do it. Well, how do you get to Rayong? You can take the weekly buses, but if you were, say, using Bangkok as a central sort of location, which I tend to do a lot. I've actually flown down to Bangkok today. I'm actually doing the podcast from Bangkok. But if you take the on the weekly buses, if you take the 294, and an average duration, really, you've got to say, is around about sort of 3 hours, and in sterling, I would say roughly around about between £5 and £6. But really, by far, the quickest way to get from Bangkok to Rayong, it's got to be a taxi, hasn't it? Taxis take about roughly just a little bit over 2 hours, and it can cost anything between sort of like 50 and £60, something along that way. But you know, the buses are good. If you want to take the bus, you know, they're not too bad. But you know, that is the best way, really, to get to Rayong. Well, one of the good things about Rayong is it has some pretty good beaches, you know. I think I'll just name some of the beaches. It's which is like, I think I like this beach. It's probably the best in the city, and Man Rapang and Nan Prim Beach, and I think these from memory. And the easiest ones, really, Ken. Is there a Ken out there? Because Ken's Beach and Sud Song. They're all good beaches. And the other thing I tend to like about Rayong, and this is the first time I ever experienced Rayong with Kung, was we stopped off there briefly and stayed in a hotel on our way over to Koh Samet. And we really do love Koh Samet. It's a very lovely island, but it's not just that island. There are other islands. There's Koh Kudi, these are very small islands, Koh Man, Koh Talao, and you know, of course, the one that's really notorious for scuba diving and just really enjoying is Koh Shang. So, you know, this is the thing about Rayong. You know, it is not just a great place in itself, it's a great gateway to other places as well. Well, it's the time in the show where I say welcome to all our new listeners to the podcast. It's so lovely to have you with us. And a big thank you going out to all our existing listeners as well. Now, I am here in Bangkok. There has been a change of plan. We were going to be going from Udon up to Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai and Lampang. And we're now going to be spending a few days in Bangkok before we go up to the northern part of Thailand. It's going to be really, really exciting because never actually been there. So it's going to be really interesting. And also as well, what I need to remind you is, I'm always forgetting, is that we have our shop, the All About Thailand shop. If you look that up, you can get your All About Thailand merchandise. Lonely Traveller Productions. It's fantastic. So anyway, let's talk a little bit more about Rayon. Oh, that Bangkok traffic. We're quite near the hospital, so there's a lot of ambulances going to and fro. Anyway, Rayong. Now, with Rayong, you've got the waterfalls as well. And there's a lot of nature there. And you've got the Khai Khlamo and Nathong Ko Kamau Nam water. Waterfall, yeah, and that's an amazing waterfall. And if you like exploring caves, obviously in Thailand you have to be a little bit careful with exploring caves, pretty much as you would do anywhere. You've also got the Ko Wong National Park, which is really, really pretty. And you know, if you do like temples, and we really, really do like temples, that you've got a temple right, sort of located right in the center of the city, and just a little way from Meng Rabang Beach. And it's the Wat Pai Pru, and that has something a bit like a reclining sort of Buddha as well. And do you know what? There's lots of adventure parkland that you can do. You can be trekking, you can be riding your bike, your mountain bikes. And this is another thing we didn't realize until we'd gone there. You know, seeing the fact that it is a bit of a, you know, sort of fishing area. Ban Pi has its own sort of, just along the beach road, has its own sort of aquarium. And it's around about 30 baht per person. And, you know, that's not too bad. It's really interesting. We were amazed at the, well, I was amazed myself at the amount of sort of fish that were in there. And, you know, there is a story about this, and I'll do that at the end of the podcast. And, you know, like, I do really know that you like the stories. And, yeah, and also as well, Rayon boasts about the longest zip line in Asia. And, you know, that is itself is, you know, it's, we go 10 minutes by car. That's from Mae Prapang Beach as well. And not really for me, because I don't particularly like heights, and I think it would terrify me. But for your golfers out there, there is just so much golf going on. There's a Centenary Golf Club, there's the Great Lakes and Rayon Green Valley Club, and probably a few others that I've sort of forgotten. And no, but you've got the shopping now. We all like shopping, don't we? And you've got the central department store in Rayon. That's really good. You've got the Big C Superstore. Now, anyone that's been in these Big C sort of superstores, they really are quite amazing. And you've got the Macro big shopping centre. And the Macro is mainly sort of food, really. And you've got a few small sort of like local sort of markets as well. And seeing as I'm in Bangkok, and you've got a lot of the floating sort of markets, you've got floating markets in Rayong as well. So there is an awful lot to do, and there's lots to see, from really exotic types of gardens. And you know, there's a lotus crystal factory, which makes sort of crystal bowls and vases and trophies, and has like a museum. And also, you know, we're getting back to temples, and we had a really, really good time here, is the Thai Prao Du, and that's one of the oldest temples in Rayon. So, you know, that, and of course you've got the nature reserves. You know, there is a lot to do in Rayon, and you really got to enjoy it, because we did. Now, what I want to talk about is, I just want, in the next section, I just want to talk a little bit about the hotels. Yeah. Yes, I really do like the hotels in Thailand. You know, they really do come out at really, really good prices. And the standard's really good as well. You know, I'm staying at the, we are staying at the Anya in Bangkok, which is really good. And you can hear the noises and everything. But anyway, the hotels, you can hear the fridge in the background. The Rayong, they do have very, very good priced hotels. They can range anything from 3,000 baht, we're going to baht now, or even down to something like 700 baht. When we went, we stayed in a 700 baht hotel, which was literally just opposite the beach, and it was fantastic. And having breakfast out there in the morning was certainly something that we really enjoyed, and we had like a bit of a balcony, and that's the Hotel Fuse, if I remember rightly. But as I said, that there are other hotels as well. So to give you a bit of an idea, You've got the Camo Gran Rayong Hotel, and it's also got serviced apartments, and I like these serviced apartments. And basically, what it is, you sort of live in there, and it, you know, there's not a great deal of difference between that and a hotel. But somebody comes in and they sort your room out, and you can have it for a specific period. They're really good, but you know, you're looking at really, I would say, and as a means between the two prices, I would say between 700 and 1,000 baht per night stay, I would say would be good, would get you quite a nice sort of hotel, and you know, you enjoy it. You know, we enjoyed it. You got your own little mini bar, all right? You have your own little fridge with the mini bar, obviously. And the thing with the mini bar is you take the drinks, whatever drinks does have in it, and you enjoy them, chill out with them, you drink. And then in the morning, when room service has been through, when you've come back from maybe whatever it is you're doing, you'll find a chip and you'll find your fridge restocked, and you just pay for what you've drunk. It's as simple as that. So I wonder what you're saying. You're saying, you're wondering what the nightlife is actually like in Rayong. You know, and it's not a bad nightlife. Well, Rayong's nightlife is really good. Of course, you've got all the bars that like you would normally have, as you have anywhere else, whether it be Pattaya, Bangkok, or elsewhere. And you know, you can have a really good time in those bars. And plus, as well, they've got a lot of themed restaurants as well, and themed bars, which is what we sort of like, something very similar, I thought, in a way, to Italian type food. So you've got Italian, you've got obviously you've got traditional Thai, and of course you can get the Phalang food. You've got seafood restaurants as well, and everything like that. It's really, I mean, when we went, we did go to the Italian one, but we found this Indian sort of restaurant that did very interesting sort of menu. It was like, I suppose you can almost say it was like Indochina type of food. Now, I wish I could remember the name of the restaurant so I could tell you, but I can't think of it for the life of me now. But it was a really, really interesting menu. It had food from everywhere, all over India, that they could do, and some meat dishes, some vegetable dishes. But it was a very interesting thing, and we did like the nightlife. We had pool tables, we drank plenty and plenty chan, we had a really, really, really good time. Anyway, we're at the end of the podcast, or near the end of the podcast, and I've got a little story, you know, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story goes back to Rayong about 4 years ago now. And we went to this little cafe, and we enjoyed a cafe, a little bite to eat, and then we went on into the aquarium. Now, I can't really remember how much it costs now, but I didn't think it was very much. And it's like most aquariums where they have the sort of fish, you're in a tunnel and the fish are sort of swimming around you, over you type of thing. But the thing what amazed me the most was with these fish, it was that there's so many different types of fish in one particular aquarium. And they looked, you know, you would have thought they would have actually sort of eaten each other, but it wasn't like that at all. And then they had this massive great big shark as well that looked quite sort of menacing and kept on coming up to the glass, and I think he wanted to eat Kong, you know, because he saw her, so saying, he definitely had his eye on Kong and wanted to have her for dinner, as I kept on saying, you know. And she's saying, good job, there's glass between him. Yeah, but you know, if he was out in the air, you know, it probably wouldn't last very long anyway, and you'd be eating him, you know, a nice bit of shark. But then we went back and we had these orange sort of slush puppy thing. And it was really, really, really nice. So anyway, this is the end of the podcast now. And we are going up to Chiang Rai, Chiang Mai and Lampang, which is going to be really interesting in the next week, which we'll be doing a video podcast from as well. And that I'll put a link to, it's going out on the All About Thailand special edition. So what I'll put a link to the subscription page, so in the bottom of the bio on this, so you can have a look at it and see it if it's what you want. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic. We are really, really, really getting excited. So anyway, it leaves me now to say what I always say. Stay safe. Love you all.